We are at a unique time in the history of medicine where we are beginning to understand enough about the molecular mechanism by which diseases like cancer occur that we can intervene with knowledge of fixing what's wrong. This is a very tightly knit community of collaborative, interacting people from Ithaca to New York City. This is a place where we can take the basic science to the bedside in a very rapid and seamless manner. Cornell and Ithaca, you know, the institution was really built around the practicality of how can we teach citizens of New York or of America, the world, how best to accomplish things that they need in order to live better lives. The agricultural school, as well as the engineering school, vet school, fantastic quality of science there. Our Cancer Center works very closely with the vet school now. And what's exciting today is how seamlessly all those different schools work together. This kind of practicality of what we're learning, we are bringing in people at the very top of their careers, the smartest people in the world and what they know, learning to apply that basic information in a practical way to solve problems. And of course, my focus now is to solve cancer. But every now and then, in attempting to solve cancer, we figure out something important about diabetes or cardiology or neurology. Then we share that information. That's the excitement of this atmosphere, the high quality all the way through from the basic science to the applied. That's why I came here. I just feel like this is the perfect time to be doing this kind of work. It's a formidable task, but it's a task that needs to be done, and it needs to be done quickly. People are dying of cancer, and we want to change that.